Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2977.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say my uncle, because everything he does is with intensity, and he's a very outgoing guy, very funny. Everyone adores him, and it's just someone who I aspire to be. He's had a significant impact on my personality, my way of life, and how I interact with people.
Who do you aspire to be?
Pretty much like my uncle.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you add to accurately describe yourself?
Donor profile, I guess you could tell that I'm pretty athletic. I used to play a lot of sports in high school. I would say I'm, as far as personality-wise, I'm very outgoing.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that had a significant impact on your life?
They taught me to work hard, for sure.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
A strong work ethic. Because even if you become rich or successful, you have to make sure you put a strong work ethic in them to make sure they don't become lazy or just get into trouble.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
I like to go fishing with my dad. With my mom, I just like talking with her because she misses me a lot now that I'm in college.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How do you develop this attribute?
As far as the skill goes, I would have to say I've always been the strongest person in any grade or school I've been at. I guess it was passed down from my dad's family, and I just developed it through football and weightlifting.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Trust and loyalty. Demand full loyalty from my friends and trust as well. Or honesty.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I like how I'm brutally honest. I really do. No matter what, I always say the truth, and I don't like how sometimes I'm very stubborn. I let my pride come in the way.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why this gift was so special.
It was a gold necklace by my uncle, and I've always kept it, and a gift from him has always meant a lot to me.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Christmas. I don't know, something about Christmas, the dark weather, the cold weather and how the atmosphere is always dark. I just love dark nights, so I like Christmas time.
What is your most memorable vacation?
When I went to Iran, I visited a lot of family, and we spent about 2 months there during the summer, and I got to meet a lot of my family, and they just took really good care of me because I hadn't seen them in a long time.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up, and if so, could you tell me about them?
Let's see, I had a rabbit and a parrot.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I loved video games. I was really good, actually. We used to go to tournaments when I was a kid. I'd always beat the older kids. I used to play soccer a lot, basketball, football. Even though I was at the youngest, like, even with that age deficit, I was always in the groups 2 years older than me, as far as athletic ability goes.
What types of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
King Arthur was my favorite book.
What types of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
No, because all I do is read college textbooks.
What was the last book you read, movie you've seen, or sporting event you attended? What did you like about it?
The last movie I saw was The Dark Knight, and I just loved everything about it. Instantly became my favorite movie of all time, man.
Tell me what activities you enjoy on your free time and why you enjoy them.
I like fishing because it's relaxing. I like watching sports. It brings back old memories. I like hanging out with my friends because that's always fun. And I occasionally like playing video games now and then when I have time.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Just hanging out with my friends and going out at night.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
One of my coaches told me I resembled a person from a TV show in the 60s called the Malky Brothers, I think. But I've never even heard of them.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
The 70s, because all my favorite music is from the 70s.
What was the most important thing to happen to you? How did it change you?
I guess football put a lot of values in me as far as work ethic, accountability, and just teamwork.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Teddy Roosevelt, because he did not take no for an answer. He did whatever he wanted, and he was ambitious, and if he wanted something, he went after it and got it taken care of.
What is your definition of success?
Achieving all the things that make you happy and being able to take care of your family at the same time.
What is your biggest frustration?
Chemistry.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
Trust and loyalty, because having that in a friend is probably the best thing you can have, because when you trust someone, it's really great because you can give them your car, you can give them the keys to your house, you can do anything you want with them. And then loyalty is when they are willing to do anything, when they have your back no matter what. And you know, like, if you go into something that's difficult or daunting, that they'll always have your back.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
First time I started driving, it was on my uncle's farm, and he had a small little tractor, and I spent about hours driving on that. Ever since then, I've loved driving.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
I've read something recently about in Switzerland about a particle motion generator, and how it's about 32 miles long and circular in circumference. It shoots two protons at each other at such a high velocity that there's going to be tears. They're predicting there's going to be tears in space and time, but they're going to be very small tears, and they're capable of creating very minuscule black holes. Lots of people are afraid of it, and they're sending out death threats to the scientists, and they've spent about 20 years building this machine. I just think it's really interesting how you can make a black hole, no matter how small it is.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Running my own business.
Where would you like to be the most?
Italy.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My closest friends.
What is your approach to life?
Do everything with intensity and without fear and without regret.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I guess when I became accepted into my university. Ever since I was a freshman, I wanted to go to the school, and all my friends knew I loved this.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Not really. I was more of a outdoors kid, and if not, I was playing video games.
Who is your favorite actor?
Christian Bale. I just like what he brought to the Batman franchise.
What is your favorite dinner?
A porterhouse.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Shower.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
Fly.
What sound do you love, and what sound do you hate?
I love the sound of the beach, and I hate the sound of a nail scratching on a chalkboard.
How do you deal with stress?
I work out, or listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What do you have on your bedside table?
My clock, my cell phone, my watch, my keys, my wallet, and my iPod.
What are you afraid of?
Big water. Just deep, open water.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
An astronaut. Actually, I wanted to be an astronaut until I was about 13, but to be an astronaut, you have to have perfect vision, and you have to have no cavities in your lifetime, because the pressure of going into space will deteriorate your teeth and open up the fillings. And I don't know about the 20/20 vision, I guess. They just wonder astronauts to be these perfect human beings. But I'd actually read about over 100 books about astronomy and space life. But I guess that dream was shattered in 7th grade when I got a cavity.
What is the first thing you would save in a fire?
My laptop, because all my schoolwork's on there.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
To appreciate it, because the world's been here for billions of years, and it's going to be the same no matter what. So you might as well... And our lives are too short, so you might as well just sit back and enjoy it for what it is.
What makes you smile?
Watching my friends get hurt doing stupid stuff. Sort of like on America's Funniest Videos.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Just hanging out with friends.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
California. I want to... Actually, no, Italy. Experience European life and see how they cope with things, how they handle stuff, and how they live their lives.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
I guess being an astronaut.
When do you feel best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening. I hate the mornings.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm last night, and there was some pretty funny stuff in that.
Name a few things you can't stand whatsoever.
Liars.
If you were elected President of the United States, what's the first bill you would enact, and why?
I would lower the drinking age to 18, because if you can go fight for your country, I guess you can have a beer also.
You were majoring in biology. When did you first become interested in this field?
Volunteered at the hospital, and then the next year had an internship with an ophthalmologist. I just did a lot of... He was a family friend, so he put a lot of trust into what I did. He let me do a lot of eye exams. He let me watch surgeries. Honestly, I felt like I could do his work, but obviously you need a license, so...
What are your plans upon graduation?
Going to medical school.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
My current career path, I'm probably going to be an ophthalmologist, but if I could choose it and just it was automatically given to me, I would love to run my own business, a very big corporation.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with work, family, and travel?
Having a private practice, having a wife, a son, a daughter, and not much travel, at least not in 10 years.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Taking a girl out to the towards the country, because the stars show up a lot more out there. And the stars always soothe me.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Being funny, being able to hold a conversation, I guess obviously being attractive.
What is the nicest thing you can do for your significant other?
I don't know, I've been pretty nice to all my ex-girlfriends, so if they've ever needed anything, I've always been there for them. So, I guess pretty much anything.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I was in need of money.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2977.